礼节美语。
公司主管 Lenny 要接受媒体的采访，请媒体咨询公司的 Carl 帮他准备。Carl 告诉 Lenny， 记者一上来会问几个简单的问题，但是不能因此而放松警惕。他说
：“Remember to keep your game face on. It's really important not to seem surprised when they ask you the first difficult question. You don't want to have a moment where it seems you're on the defensive.
All right, I'll be expecting tough questions. What kind of controversial topics do you think they might cover?
I'd be ready to answer questions about anything.Your company's stock price has recently taken a dip. Your CFO left your company and joined a rival firm. There was a product recall last year, and sales for your latest gadget have been disappointing.
Wow, I see what you mean. So, overall, what do you think my response strategy should be?
Carl 告诉 Lenny 要
Keep your game face on.
保持战斗姿态。
Game face.
原指球员场上比赛时的面容表情，引申为志在必得的样子。这样做是因为软问题过后，记者出其不意提出第一个刁难性的问题时
，You don't want to seem on the defensive。
你不想让人看出你处于被动防守的状态。记者什么样的问题都可能问，比如公司的股票最近下跌
，Take a dip。
公司的首席财务长官跳槽到了对手的公司。跳槽在英语里可以用
jump ship，
比如
your CFO jumped ship to join a rival firm。
另外，公司最近有产品因为质量问题被召回，而且最新推出的产品销量也不尽如人意。遇到这样的问题， Lenny 该怎样回答呢？
The main thing is to focus on the positive. Yes, our stock price has been a little volatile, but we are on course for a third quarter reboundYes, it was unfortunate that our CFO chose to join our rivals, but the opening has given us a chance to hire fresh blood and incorporate new ideas.
I see your point. Don't evade the question, but try to twist it towards the positive.
Exactly. And you need to appear confident and strong.
What kind of tone would you recommend I take with the interviewer? Friendly? A little distant?
Carl 说，被问到这种难堪的问题时，关键是要
focus on the positive，
强调积极的一面。比如，公司股票最近是有些波动，但是
we are on course for a third quarter rebound，
第三季度预计会出现反弹。虽然高管跳槽，但这样我们才有机会
hire fresh blood，
雇佣新人。归根到底一句话，不能回避问题，但是要从积极的一面来回答。接受采访时采取什么样的态度最合适呢？ Carl 回答说
Stay friendly, but remember, they're not on your side.
I guess that's the same as when I'm at any business negotiation.
Yes. Use the interviewer's first name, especially at the beginning of the interview. Don't overdo it, because that sounds insincere.
These are all really good points, Carl. Maybe we should meet again next week. I think I need a little bit more practice.
Sure. I'll have your secretary set up the appointment. See you next week, Mr. Lee.
Goodbye, Carl.
Carl 说，态度必须友好，但是要记住
They're not on your side.
采访你的人不是站在你这边的。他还建议 Lenny 从采访一开始就用记者的
First name
名字称呼对方，这样显得亲切。但是
Don't overdo it.
也不要显得过分热络。Lenny 跟 Carl 约定下星期再演练一次。